The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Trinity is from Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abused, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will still be wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. When one of those who reclined at table with Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go up quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Wisdom calls out to everyone. She has built her glorious house. She has slaughtered the choice animals, baked the bread, and prepared a feast. Wisdom calls out, whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Wisdom calls out, and she calls out to all. You may be seated. When one of those who reclined at table with Jesus heard these things, he said to him, blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. But Jesus said to him, a man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. And that's the thing, isn't it? All is ready. All has been done. All is prepared. And wisdom cries out. Yet, the response to this invitation to sit and feast is excuse. Wisdom from on high is met with simplicity, foolishness. The first said to him, I have bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. Please have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. The eternal and heavenly things are excused away with things that are here for a moment and gone the next. This is the way of sinful men. It is the way of the fool, the unbeliever, who thinks he is wise and right in his thoughts and his actions, but his very words and deeds are utter foolishness when compared with what wisdom has prepared. Yet the fool sees no difference. He's too simple, too foolish to even realize how ridiculous he appears, and the words which come out of his mouth echo his lack. The Lord is merciful beyond knowing, and it is met with rejection. The fool delights in expressing his own opinion. His way is the way which he has deemed right in his own eyes, and he finds his security and comfort in these things. So he goes off, carries about his business, ignorant to wisdom, lacking any insight. And so the fool walks happily on the path of death. So wisdom calls out, and it's met with excuses. Wisdom is met with foolishness. So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame. And the servant said, sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room. And the master said to the servant, go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. So wisdom calls out and burns with anger at the fool who will die in his foolishness. Wisdom rebukes in order to crush the fool in his foolishness, lest he perish. It calls out to him and to all to look to the one who alone is wisdom, who alone gives insight. It teaches whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. So wisdom calls out. Wisdom calls out to you. Wisdom is before you this day, and makes you wise unto salvation. Listen to wisdom, and do not be a fool. You who stand in your sin, see that you lack and you are not wise. You who sit here today and think about and are concerned with a false wisdom, receive correction and be wise and love the one who has rebuked you. Hear your Lord this day and know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. Dear Christian, fear the Lord, know this one, trust this one, for this one is your wisdom. This is your place and what you are revealed to have in him who makes foolish the wisdom of the world. Behold the one who opens your eyes and gives you graciously this insight. Well, what is this? See the crucified one and know your Redeemer, and know your redemption. God knows you, and he has called you to himself with the saving words of your sin is forgiven. And you stand at peace with God by the blood of Christ shed for you, and are no longer outside of his kingdom. He has given you the gift of faith to believe and desire what he has done and have the benefits. God preaches this to you today. The Lord is your master, who is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He is your rock, your fortress, and deliverer in Christ. Having a place at the feast is a wonderful thing and nothing short of God's great mercy. For he has paid the cost in order that you may sit and eat with him on this side of the grave and into eternity. And so this gospel reading today shows you the great mercy of God. Listen to wisdom. In some ways, then, there's a connection to the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. There is, though, a stern warning to you to take seriously this call of God which goes out, and not to insult his mercy. Still, it is the proper work of God to save you in Christ. What he has done and feeds you with this salvation and his holy supper now and at the eternal feast in the life to come. So Jesus makes it clear that this master has great love for the people. We're told that the man sends out to this invitation to all. And so when Jesus is speaking this to the people, he's teaching them about himself, coming into the world to save them. Jesus was promised Israel. He showed them mercy as he called them out of the nations of this world as his own possession, a special people. Yet when Jesus did come, the people rejected him. All had been prepared for them, and they excused him and rejected him and his word. The God of all mercy, though, desires not the death of the sinner, but that he is saved and feast with him at his banquet. So Christ sent out the apostles to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching them. So there is a twofold warning in this for you. The first is for those who refuse to come and eat at the feast prepared by the Master. The Lord is very clear about these people who insult him and his gifts. He will give them what they want. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. It's not hard to see what Jesus is saying. Refusing to eat what the Lord gives, refuse his gifts, refuse his invitation, and know what will happen. It doesn't matter how nice the people are, or what excuses they may have given, or seem legitimate, or give now. The judgment is the same for them all. They will not have a taste. That's the first warning. Don't neglect God's word and sacraments, for there are eternal consequences if you do so. The feast on earth, which happens in the divine service, is connected to the eternal feast. Rejecting what the Lord gives and offers now in his word and supper, and the day will come when the banquet is closed. It's a serious thing, and we do well to heed what God says. Not to be a fool, but to listen to wisdom. The reason is because this is unbelief. Not desiring the gifts of God and his means of grace is rejecting Christ. So don't insult him. Don't sin against him. Apart from this faith in Christ, there is no mercy. Rather, it's a life of the fool, looking to oneself, wanting to stand before God on your own merits. That will never end well and will be your damnation. So there's no excuse for refusing what God gives. Nothing is more important or more pressing in this life. The response of God toward those who make excuses in the reading is more like what the English translation says of anger. It's the word for wrath. God's wrath burns against those people, no matter how nice they are to the servant, or how polite, or how much they think in their minds they have a reason for turning down the invitation. God's wrath is against them, and they stand outside of his kingdom. So the terrifying thing which warns you is how the master gives them what they want. They don't want to eat at the feast he throws, fine. They will not taste his banquet. The same thing is said about those who want to remain in their sin and be proud of it instead of repenting. In Romans 1, God speaks of people, God giving people over to their sins. He, in a sense, says, you want this stuff which separates us and which rightly deserves eternal punishment, then go ahead and have it. That's a terrible thing for us to have, and the end is hell. The call for the Christian is a call to be wise, to see the day of judgment drawing near, and to see that now is the favorable day, now is the day of salvation, now is the day when the feast and invitation is still going out, and it won't be forever. So God warns you as the whole body of Christ. He warns you to heed his word, to listen to wisdom. And so the tough thing is that when you're honest with yourselves, you know this. You know this is where you should be. You know this is the way of wisdom, where your family and friends should be as well. You know that God uses you as Christian husbands, fathers, wives, parents, friends, neighbors, to speak those wise words to one another. Andrew told his brother Simon Peter that he had seen the Lord, and he told him, come and see. He invited him to come and listen to where the Christ and his salvation was found. He invited him to hear what is truly wise in this world, wise unto life everlasting. For the Lord is the one who has accomplished salvation. He is the one who gives it out through his means of grace. And so this is how he does it. And woe to you when we refuse what he gives. And so every year then when we hear this reading, we think, yep, that's right. We hear this wisdom of God and know that there are those who aren't sitting here, those who are missing out. But still, the second warning is for you who are here now. Clearly, those who don't come are sinning against God. But when you do come and you sit here, what is to be your mind and heart? Wisdom is calling out to you, and God warns you to listen to him. He warns you to avoid hypocrisy. Outside of the church, there is no faith, no salvation. Within the church, though, there is a danger still to the same unbelief. What does this mean then for you? God warns you to pay attention to him. Listen to his wisdom. Listen to the rebuke of your sin and repent. Listen to what the Lord commands and desire it. Cling to the saving words of Christ and receive what he gives. So for you sitting at the feast, consider who you are. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. You are the blind, the lame, the poor beggars. That's the mind and the heart you are to have. You are the beggar who sits here and doesn't deserve what the Lord has prepared. Come here in repentance. Come here in humility. Come as one who is starving and doesn't presume to dictate to the Lord what he gives or how he does it. That's what a fool does. No, confess your sin. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The Lord has no obligation to have done what he has accomplished in Christ, nor does he have any obligation to give it to you. This then is where God's mercy shines through in the reading, and it shines through in your life. In Christ, the Lord shows you mercy. The Lord brings you near. The Lord welcomes you into his feast now and into eternity. So wisdom calls out to you. So be wise and no fool. Listen to God's word this day. This is the wisdom that no fool knows in the workings of the world or think he may have everything figured out. Without Christ and rejecting him, he knows nothing. But not so for you, dear saints. You have been called out and into the Lord's kingdom. Christ is your substitute who endured the shame of the cross, suffering wrath against your sin in your place, out of his abundant mercy towards you, which the devil and the world and the fallen flesh find foolish. Yet he overcomes death by death. And even as the fool says death is the end, Jesus makes foolish the wisdom of the world, rising from the grave for your justification. This is the wisdom which has been given to you. Wisdom calls out, and you are made wise in him, Christ. Now you are one in the world who has the wisdom to walk this path of life, to see your glory in the one who laid aside his. You look around with your new insight that truly sees things for what they are, and wisdom continues to call out to you and to all. You delight in his words and ways, for being wise is knowing that you are not wise in yourself, but he alone is the one in whom you live, breathe, move, and have your whole being. In wisdom, you speak wise words to a foolish world which mocks wisdom and wise things. But you know that wisdom still cries out to the very world which hates, because the Lord has had mercy on all in Christ and has accomplished, and the banquet is prepared. All is ready, and you have a place. You have access to God himself, and yours is the kingdom which knows no end. And even as you pray on this earth that his kingdom would come and his will be done, he hears and answers your prayers. You are his holy people who once were far off, but who have been gathered, enlightened, and sanctified together by the Holy Spirit, who has made you together a wise people. You are not the people of excuses, the simple people who are foolish, but you are a household whose foundation is immovable, unwavering, and whose cornerstone is the one the builders rejected, so that not even hell itself will overcome you, his church. This is who you are. This is your insight. This is your wisdom. So, dear Christian, wisdom calls out and says, come, eat of my bread. Drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. This is what Jesus has done for you. And he says, come, for everything is now ready. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.